to encourage everyone to keep an open Bible there to 1 Corinthians 15, for we'll begin there in just a moment. Lord willing, tomorrow will be recognized in America as Labor Day. And Labor Day has been acknowledged as one of America's national holidays since the late 1800s. And it is dedicated to the achievements of the American worker. However, as I got to reflecting upon Labor Day and the achievements of the American worker, I got to thinking about the significance for us as Christians to diligently labor for the Lord. And I got to thinking about some things concerning our labor in the Lord. So with that thought pressed upon our minds this afternoon, let's take just a few moments to notice some things from the Bible regarding our labor in the Lord. Beginning with, as Christians, we are to always abound in the work of the Lord. As Steve so ably read for us a few moments ago there from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58, we learn that we are to abound, that we are to always be abounding in the work of the Lord there in verse 58. And we learn the reason why there in verse 57. Notice that with me. Here in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, Paul writes, "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now he says, verse 58, Therefore, be, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Did you notice verse 57? Did you notice what Paul said? Thanks be to God. Why? Because he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, when you think about the instruction for us to always be abounding in the work of the Lord, remember the motivation behind why we should always be abounding in the work of the Lord. Because the victory is in Jesus, as we see here in verse number 57. And knowing that, we need to be mindful of the need to always abound in the work of the Lord. It's important to note that always abounding denotes being diligently and laboriously engaged. And as Christians, we are to always be engaged diligently and laboriously in doing the work of the Lord. We need to be diligently and laboriously engaged in promoting the Lord's glory. And we need to be diligently and laboriously engaged in advancing His kingdom. You see, brethren, we as Christians are to always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing, as we talked about a few moments ago, that thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that and be one who diligently and laboriously abounds in the work of the Lord. But another thing the Bible teaches us in regard to our labor in the Lord is the fact that each one will receive his own reward according to his labor. There in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 8, the Apostle Paul penned, "Each one," the King James reads, "every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor." Think about that. You see, in the context here, Paul is writing in regard to how he planted and Apollos watered. But it was God who gave the increase. And then he goes on to inform us that each one or every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. You see, it's important to note, brethren, that we must not expect to receive a reward for someone else's labor. It's not going to happen. We're not going to receive a reward for someone else's labor. But as we learn here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 8, each one shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Being mindful of that, we need to understand that one must labor if we are going to be rewarded. Remember that. And be diligent in your labors in the Lord. And when I think about that, I can't help but to think about the parable of the talents that we have recorded for us there in Matthew chapter 25. We're not going to take the time this evening to read that parable, but I do encourage you to write that down and take a look at that later. But there in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30 there, we have recorded for us what is commonly referred to as the parable of the talents. And you remember there, in the parable of the talents, there were these men who were given different amount of talents, right? And you remember, two of them, they gained what they was given. And you remember what was said to them? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. But that one, what did he do? He didn't gain with his. He buried his talent, didn't he? He hid his talent. And do you remember what was said to him? You wicked and lazy servant. Think about that. You see, brethren, we need to be mindful that if we want to hear the Lord someday say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant, then we must not be a lazy servant. Knowing, as we learned there in that parable, that the lazy servant will be cast into outer darkness. Remember that as you think about your labors in the Lord, and strive to be one who diligently and laboriously labors in the Lord. But here's another thing the Bible speaks of in regard to our labor in the Lord. And that is the fact that the Lord knows what kind of laborers we are in His service. Did you know that? Did you know that the Lord knows what kind of laborer you are? You see, we learn about that there in Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 2. And there in Revelation chapter 2 and in verse number 2, we see here the church of Ephesus being addressed. And notice the words of the Lord here. I know your works, your labor, and your patience. Think about that. You see, the Lord truly knows what kind of workers we are. He knows just how much we are laboring for Him. He knows all men, and He knows what is in man. We learn about that in John chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. And He knows all that men do. The Lord knows how diligent you are in His service. He knows whether you're going the extra mile. He knows whether you're just trying to do as little as you can to get by. He knows. He knows what you do. And we need to be mindful of that, brethren. As we think about laboring in the Lord, we need to always remember our labors may go unnoticed by some, but it does not go unnoticed by the Lord. The Lord knows our work and our labor in His service. But here's another thing that the Bible teaches us in regard to our labor in the Lord. And that is, the Lord our God will never forget our work and labor. We learn about that there in Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse number 10. And there in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 10, it is recorded, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love. Let those words sink in for a moment. You see, brethren, most of the work that we engage in this life will soon be forgotten and remembered no more. You realize that? Most of the work that you engage in daily in this life, it's going to soon be forgotten, and it won't be remembered by anyone. But the Lord our God is always mindful of our work and labor. Never forget that. Remember those words of the Hebrews writer. God is not unjust. Not unjust to what? Forget your work and labor of love. Remember that. Never forget that. Again, know that God takes notice of what we do and what we are doing for the cause of Christ. And although many things that we engage in on this earth will soon be forgotten and remembered no more by many, the Lord our God will not forget our work and labor in His service. But here's another thing to be mindful of this afternoon in regard to our labor in the Lord. And that is, our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Go back with me, if you will, there to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And there in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, again, Paul's instruction to Christians is, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. But he didn't stop there, did he? He reminded them of the fact to know that their labor is not in vain in the Lord. Again, brethren, most of what we do in this life is done for nothing. Sad but true. Most of the time and effort that we put into working with our hands and doing things in this life, most of what we do is done for nothing. But all that we do in our labor in the Lord is worthwhile. Never forget that. Never forget the fact that all your labors in the Lord is worthwhile. None of it is done for nothing. It all is done for good. And it is not in vain. Again, we need to be mindful that the Bible has a lot to say in regard to our labor in the Lord. And we need to remember that as Christians, we are to always abound in the work of the Lord. Each one will receive his own reward according to his labor. The Lord knows what kind of labors we are. And the Lord our God will not forget our work and labor. And never forget that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Brethren, Jesus said, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 through 38. Remember that, my beloved brethren. Know that the spiritual fields are ready for harvest, as we learned there in John chapter 4 and verse number 35. And not only pray for more laborers in the Lord, but likewise be diligent in doing your part to always be abounding in the work of the Lord. Never forgetting, as we just discussed, that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse number 58. Maybe there's one among us this afternoon who has not yet submitted themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will. You have an opportunity to do that. And if you believe in Jesus Christ, you can repent of your sins, you can confess Jesus Christ, you can be baptized into Christ this very hour for the remission of your sins, and you can be added to the kingdom. And may we all always remember the need to continue to remain faithful unto death. For as Jesus promised the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Maybe there's one among us this afternoon who's already submitted himself in obedience to the Lord and His will, but maybe you haven't been faithful. Maybe you strayed from that straight and narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent of your sins, confess them to God, ask Him for His forgiveness. Get back on that straight and narrow path that leads to life this very hour. We still have that opportunity to do so. And if there would be one here this afternoon who'd be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever your need may be, won't you let that need be made known now while we stand and sing the song David selected.